Hello, friends, and welcome to this episode today. This is the 100th episode of this podcast. I am so excited, and I really just feel so blessed to be able to share what I know with you guys. I love hearing from you and how this podcast has helped you, how it's motivated you, how it's changed your mindset. Some of you I've worked with, some of you I have just chatted with through my Facebook group, and I just love hearing from you guys. So thank you guys so much for being listeners on this podcast and sharing it with other people. I really appreciate that. So today I'm going to be talking about fish oil and omega-3s and common questions that I get about it. And this is really huge when it comes from a standpoint of wanting to reduce inflammation in our body. Omega-3s can dramatically help that, but we have to fully understand it. There's a lot of misconceptions about omega-3s in really getting enough into our diet. And to celebrate the 100th episode of this podcast, I have a little flash sale going on. So if you guys sign up for a free call with me before April 5th, then you'll be able to save 30% off of my personal training, my health coaching, or my course. And that is for 3 months. So not just 1 month, but 3 months. So you can really get in there and make some traction. So there's going to be a link in the description to sign up for a free call. Just in the little how did you hear about Michelle put 100th episode sale. So that will remind me that you heard this episode and you are looking for that discount. On this free call, it's just going to be a free health coaching call. We're going to chat and see what your goals are, what your struggles are. So if you are someone who is feeling stuck and really wants to start moving forward in their health, then I encourage you to set up this free call. And we can just sort of talk through what's going on with you and what do you really need to start taking that next step forward in your health to be able to stay consistent, to have that motivation to maintain it. So check the description down below, guys. Hi, friends, and welcome to the Healthy Beyond 40 Show. I'm Michelle, mom of four and military wife, and I'm passionate about helping women get healthy from the inside out so they can feel better and live their best life. Do you feel like you're struggling to lose weight and get in shape? If you're ready to develop healthier habits, exercise consistently, and lose weight sustainably, then you're in the right place. I combine my expertise from my doctorate in physical therapy to my experience as a health coach, personal trainer, and yoga teacher to bring you actionable steps for a healthy lifestyle. No magic pill here, so lace up those shoes and get moving. So let's dive into the topic today. I love talking about omega-3s because they are such a powerful anti-inflammatory, and most of us need to lower the inflammation in our bodies. So I'm going to get into some specific questions, but before I do that, I just want to share this research study. This is in the National Library of Medicine, and in this study, they looked at suicide deaths of active military and their omega-3 status. And keep in mind that omega-3s affect every cell in our body. So some people are going to notice a difference when they start getting the right amount of omega-3s in their skin. That was me. The dryness went away in my face for my daughter. Her eczema started to go down. Some people will notice it in their eyes if they're having dry eyes, but it also can affect our mood, our heart. It affects every cell in our body. So for people, it can show up differently. So in this study, they found that among men, the risk of suicide death was 62% greater when they had a low EHA, and that's one of those components of the omega-3s. And this is huge, guys. And they also found that our military population has a very low omega-3 level in their blood, which especially when they're deployed, they're not getting the greatest food, which is sad because we want our military people to be sharp while they're helping our country. So I just wanted to share that to just point out how important omega-3s are for the health of our body, for the inside. So I take a really high quality omega-3 supplement, and I don't even look at it as a supplement. Since I don't eat enough fatty fish that are high in omega-3s, I need to have this. It's a fish oil that I take, but I think of it as just part of my diet or my nutrition. All right, so diving into some of the questions, can we get enough omega-3s from the food we eat? Not all fish are super high in omega-3s. Like sometimes I will eat shrimp. I like having shrimp tacos at a certain place we go. They do have some omega-3s in it, but they're not super high. So for example, salmon is really high in omega-3s. So we have to have these really fatty fish and we have to be eating those pretty frequently to actually get our omega-3 levels high enough. So can you get enough omega-3s from food? You can. Do most Americans? No. Like 97% of Americans are deficient in omega-3s. So it's really important to either start eating in a way that you're going to get enough omega-3s and test your levels so you know that, or start supplementing. And maybe you know, maybe I'm going to have salmon 3 times a week, and then maybe I'm going to supplement. And you can test your blood levels at home so you know if you are getting into the right range with what you're doing. So I encourage you guys to be empowered in your health. And one way you can do that is just test your levels at home. Most doctors do not test your omega-3 levels. So I partnered with a company called Zenzino and I tested my levels at home. They were super low because I wasn't really eating enough fish and I wasn't supplementing. So I tested my levels. I started supplementing. I got my levels up and was able to retest and see that difference. So there's going to be a link down below where you guys can do that. So I really encourage you to do that so you guys know what it is and you're in an empowered position. So the next question is, how soon will you see results from supplementing with omega-3s? So it really depends on what you have going on. So those levels, if you're supplementing with a high quality omega-3 oil, your blood levels will slowly start to go up. And for example, with the dry skin that I was experiencing, it probably took like a month. I'll even say two. It was like probably a month or two and I could start seeing that difference and it just continually improved. So I've also heard some people, different symptoms that they were having improved within a week. And some people, it can take months. Some people, to really see a lot of things improve, it might take them a year. But just like I was saying at the beginning, these low omega-3s expresses in everybody's body a little bit differently. So there really can be a range. But I also look at omega-3s as not just if I'm having dry skin, dry eyes, for my mood or anxiety or the way it's affecting my brain, but also taking these omega-3s so the inside of my body is healthier, so my cells are functioning better, so there's less inflammation in my blood vessels that are going to lead to heart disease and high blood pressure. So it's also important not only for the things that we see and the symptoms that we see, but also the stuff going inside our body that we can't really see or know. So the next question is, what is the difference between a fish oil and a flaxseed oil? There are different types of omega-3s. So flaxseed oil contains AA. So this is the one type of omega-3 that does not come from a marine source. So for most people, your ALA, like mine, was in a good range. But my fish oil or my marine derived sources of omega-3s called EPA and DHA were really low. And these are the ones that we especially need to increase. These are the ones that babies need, that they're now putting in formula, that the fetus will pull from the mom if they're not getting enough of. So our body can convert that ALA, so that plant type of omega-3s, to the EPA and DHA, but the conversion is not good at all. So for example, even in mine, where my ALA was in a good range, I wasn't getting enough of that, and the conversion in our body just doesn't happen to boost the EPA and DHA in our body enough. So flaxseed does have omega-3, but it is the plant source of omega-3, and it doesn't have that EPA and DHA that we really need for our brain health and for that cellular health. And another question is, extra virgin olive oil the same as a fish oil? And they are not. The extra virgin olive oil does not have that DHA and EPA that we need. The omega-3 supplement that I take actually has the omega-3s, the fish oil in it, plus it has a special extra virgin olive oil in it, which is high in polyphenols. And this helps the fish oil to not oxidize, so to not go bad and have that fishy taste, fishy burps. And it increases the polyphenol content. So this helps give our bodies to make it more absorbable and to boost these little extra nutrients in our body. And so I'll share the link down below to the omega-3 oil that I like. I like the orange, lemon, mint flavor. And as I'm sharing that, a fun way that one of my clients shared with me that she has her omega-3 oil is she puts a little bit over her salad. So she uses it for her salad dressing because it has that little bit of orange, lemon, mint flavor. So that can be a fun way to have your omega-3, and definitely better than having a salad dressing that has soybean oil in it and is high in those omega-6s, which can be very inflammatory. So another question I get is, so omega-6s tend to be inflammatory. So that's fried food, the oils like the soybean oil, corn oil are high in omega-6s. And the way we eat very high in omega-6s, which increase inflammation, and very low in omega-3s, which lower inflammation. So a question I get is, if I eat less omega-6s or the inflammatory, is that good enough? And the answer is no. We still have to boost that omega-3. So that is great if you are eating less omega-6s. And that's really how I was. But my ratio was still low because I just didn't have enough of those omega-3s. We just cannot do well without them and really function at our optimal level. And another question I get, is there vegan sources of omega-3s? And there are. So the fish actually get their omega-3s from algae that they feed on. So you can use an algae-based omega-3. They do tend to be more expensive, but that is what the fish feed on, that then they boost their omega-3s in their body. So you can do that. I was listening to a doctor one time say that actually vegans and deployed military are the lowest in omega-3s. So however you're eating, making sure that you are getting enough omega-3s in your diet, making sure you're testing so you actually know what is happening inside of your body and how you are absorbing it. So I hope that this was helpful. In the description down below, I'm going to include a link to a free 5-minute video where my friend Michaela really shares about how omega-3s work on a cellular level and how they're really sort of the building block to these cells. So you guys can find that in the description down below if you guys want to learn more. And remember, if you guys are looking to take that next step forward in your health and you need a little support, if you are listening live, take advantage of my sale and set up a free call with me. All right, friends, I hope that you guys have a great week. Keep taking one step forward and really think about this episode. And what is your takeaway? What do you need to do for your health?